She'll tell you what she really thinks. Woo! From the hottest hits to what's happening in Hollywood. This is Pop Crush Nights with Lisa Page.
This is Pop Crush Nights. My name is Lisa Page. The Chainsmokers are catching a lot of flack for misspelling Pittsburgh on Saturday night at their concert. They're blaming this whole issue on their visual guy. I thought at first it was just a tweet they sent out, but then I looked at the pictures and no, it was part of the show, literally behind them on stage. So oops, I still love them. Something just like this on Pop Crush Nights. This is Pop Crush Nights. I am Lisa Page. What's going on? I love Ellen. Did you see yesterday on her show, Jennifer Lopez was on. She just goes there. All the celebrities that come on Ellen's show let their guard down and just tell Ellen what's exactly going on. It's awesome. It's really because I think Ellen has such a great rapport with all of her guests. I've never really seen anybody kind of shut Ellen down. They just tell it all to her. And yesterday, Jennifer Lopez did just that, talking all about Alex Rodriguez. The clip has been shown everywhere. It's gone viral, and you can see it now over at popcrush.com. In the next 15 minutes, I got The Weeknd for you. Also, Gaga. Keep it here. Pop Crush Nights. You've been running
around. Playing the hottest hits from coast to coast. This is Pop Crush Nights with Lisa Page.
This is Pop Crush Nights. I am Lisa Page. I had no idea that Demi Lovato had 20 tattoos. I mean, I knew she had a lot, but not 20. I guess they're counting all those little birds on her arm. But she got a new one. Did you see it? This I thought was a joke at first, but it is not a joke. She got a huge-ass lion tattoo. It covers the entire top of her left hand. I thought Rihanna's tattoo that she has was big. This is a ballsy move from Demi Lovato. What I love about this whole story is not even so much the tattoo, but that before she got the tattoo, she had attended the Time 100 gala. And then right after the gala, she was like, okay, let's get inked. So check out that picture. It's up on popcrush.com. You can't miss it. You cannot miss this picture. And now I feel like I need another tattoo. Not a lion, but something a little bit more dainty. On the way, we're going to do Katy Perry. Keep it here, Pop Crush Nights.
If it's trending on Twitter, you'll hear about it on Pop Crush Nights with Lisa Page.
Pop Crush Nights, I'm Lisa Page. Well, one Hollywood couple that seems to be doing just fine is Zayn and Gigi for her 22nd birthday. Zayn showered his girlfriend with love and kisses during a low-key celebration with friends and family that happened on Sunday. He gave her a black and white photo of him kissing her, and underneath it wrote, "Happy birthday to my everything." That is up on her Instagram. I love it because I feel like we're sharing in all these little celebratory milestones with these two because they're very public about expressing their love for one another. So that's kind of cute. I mean, I know they're young and stuff, but I like that they're together and they just put it out there for all of us. Okay, coming up, we're going to do Harry Styles, speaking of a former 1D member, also James Arthur on Pop Crush Nights.
Hello. Pop Crush Nights with Lisa Page.
This is Pop Crush Nights. I am Lisa Page. Do we really need a Madonna biopic? Come on. Blonde Ambition is set to come out next year. I'm interested in what she did in the earlier years, but the last, 5 years, I don't know, protesting and some of the outrageous, outlandish stuff she's said and done, I don't really care for. But anyway, Blonde Ambition, it's going to be out 2018. So I'm giving you a good year's notice. All right, coming up, we're going to do Bruno and The Weeknd on Pop Crush Nights. This is Pop Crush Nights. I'm Lisa Page. For all my gay male listeners out there, you're going to love this study because it finds that women trust dating advice from you more than their straight male friends because gay guys have fewer ulterior motives. We were out in LA for the Grammys a few months ago and I met up with my friend Nick. And one, it was awesome to see him because he just recently moved to LA. But two, I mean, we were snarky and we were bitchy and we were gossipy and I can't do that with my husband, but I can do it with my friend Nick. Shout out to everybody having obnoxious conversations right now. This is Pop Crush Nights.
Check out Lisa Page on Pop Crush Nights, weeknights starting at 7 p.m.